Time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
12:59 on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
This is a public service announcement from Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Motorists are advised that major routes across Lusaka will be closed for the Absa Marathon from midnight on Saturday, 6th September, until 11 a.m. on the same day. This is in fulfillment of the World Athletics requirement for full route closure for certified marathons. Please take precautions, follow the diversion signs, and plan your day carefully. We sincerely appreciate your understanding and cooperation during this international sporting event. Your story matters. Absa.
ACC Director General dismisses perceptions of selective application of law. President Hichilema calls for stronger partnerships amidst donor withdrawal. In Global News, area search for survivors after Afghan quake kills 800 people. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC Director General Daphne Chavo, has dismissed perceptions that the Commission selectively applies the law. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of Let the People Talk on Phoenix FM, Ms. Chavo has emphasized that the Commission acts strictly on complaints rather than public sentiment. She has also assured the public that her affiliation with the UPND and her past political endeavors, including her 2016 mayoral bid in Indola, will not influence her work at the ACC. Ms. Chavo has pledged commitment to conducting her work professionally and independently, citing her experience as former permanent secretary in the Ministry of Lands. She also disclosed that Zambia is performing well in the fight against corruption, supported by strong political will, starting from President Hakainde Hichilema, as reflected in the country's improved performance on the Corruption Perceptions Index.
The affiliation with the ruling party might have raised concerns, but you must understand that when I was being appointed, I was already serving as permanent secretary in the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources. So I had no doubt in my mind that even though there were critics, I would be able to discharge my duties to the expected standard.
Meanwhile, Ms. Chavo says the Commission will continue analyzing the PricewaterhouseCoopers forensic report at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, despite some conflict of interest, allegations being deemed erroneous and based on false social media information. She has further reaffirmed the need for lifestyle audits for public office bearers and utilizing the forfeiture of proceeds of crime law to combat corruption.
Alleged that a board member, a Mr. Kennedy Lambwesaini, had links with a Miss Monica Banda and Silke Pharmacy, and that a Minister of Health employee from Kafue, a Mr. Chisutwa Muyembe, owned OMC Pharmacies. Now, I went on to say that while it was true that these people owned the pharmacies that had been mentioned, Silke and OMC, our investigations as ACC did not find any conflict of interest. And one of the reasons we gave is that Ms. Banda, Monica Banda, who was said to be an employee of ZAMSA and also owned, worked for CUK Pharmacy, did not actually exist. We didn't find her.
President Hakainde Hichilema has described as hurtful the decision by donors to abruptly withdraw aid from the health sector. Speaking at State House this morning, when the Church's Health Association of Zambia, CHAZ, and church mother bodies paid a courtesy call on him, President Hichilema said while the decision is painful, the country must now focus on finding solutions rather than dwelling on the negative aspects of the decision. The head of state has stressed the need for stronger partnerships between government and the church to cushion the gap left by the withdrawal of aid. He said no citizen should be left vulnerable, noting that government is exploring sustainable avenues such as growing the economy to enhance the procurement of medicines. President Hichilema also emphasized the importance of working with the church to clean up what he termed as a cancer in the health sector, citing ongoing investigations at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA.
We need to deepen our partnership now more than ever before. Given the geopolitical changes in the world, the reduction in the support toward us meaning here in Zambia, on this continent of Africa, the reduction in the philanthropic support from the first world to us means that there are gaps that have been created, and we must work deeper together, smarter, but also genuinely, so that we close the gaps that have been left. So I think this should really create even a deeper imperative for us to work together. None of our citizens should be vulnerable, left vulnerable because of this development. If you ask me, my personal opinion, it's hurtful, it's abrupt.
And Bishop Evans Chinemba, leader of the delegation from the Mongo Catholic Diocese, reaffirmed the church's commitment to partnering with government in delivering quality health services and has thanked the UPND government for consistent deliveries in the church health sector since assuming office in 2021.
The church's mission in the health sector is grounded in biblical principles, particularly Luke chapter 9, verse 2. We are committed to supporting the government's mission of providing equitable access to cost-effective quality health care services as close to the family as possible, as we, in most cases, grounded in the rural area. Our work is not in a competition with government, but rather complementary, especially in areas where we have a comparative advantage.
In an unfortunate development, a four years, three-month-old girl identified as Veronica Kumwenda has died after being attacked and eaten by a hyena while playing with her friends in Chimeto Village in Lundazi District. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the incident, which occurred yesterday, September 1st, 2025, around 18 hours. Mr. Mwemba says the child's aunt, Alice Kumwenda, reported to police that she was in the kitchen preparing dinner when she heard the child screaming and crying for help after the hyena attacked the child. He has explained that villagers chased after the hyena with some men carrying logs and weapons to rescue the child and only managed to chase the hyena away after about 700 meters. Mr. Mwemba says the villagers managed to retrieve the child's body, which had severe injuries, including a completely eaten off left leg, exposed internal organs due to a split open stomach, and a badly bruised face from being dragged. He says police officers inspected the body and issued brought-in-dead forms, and the remains were taken to Lundazi District Hospital for certification, and relatives were advised to proceed with burial and mark the grave. The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has noted with concern recent mining sector policy changes that it says risks significant undermining Zambia's revenue base. CTPD Research Associate for Extractives, Dr. Stephen Kambani, notes statutory instrument number 4 of 2025, issued by government in January, suspending export taxes on gold, silver, and other precious minerals, including gemstones, due to low local absorption capacity and declining competitiveness among local companies. And in June 2025, statutory instrument number 47 of 2025 granted selected companies the right to export copper concentrates with export tax exemptions. However, Dr. Kambani says these policy changes raise fundamental questions about whether Zambia is acting in its long-term national interest, saying the indefinite suspension of export taxes is concerning, considering that the country has for years positioned itself as a leading global supplier of emeralds, yet continues to miss opportunities for domestic value addition. He is of the view that the absence of clear strategies to build local content and beneficiation chains means that foreign companies continue exporting raw materials, depriving the nation of the much-needed source.